Welcome to Nevada News. Megan's on the program today. We're heading out to the range. Paulino says the rundown.
Sam, today we're going to be talking to CJ Hadley, editor of Range Magazine, about water, the BLM, and Western issues.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Fred Locken, Dick Gamick, and Mike Kerrigan. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Manager. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome to the program CJ Hadley. She is the editor and publisher of Range Magazine. And you are going to want to get a pen and a piece of paper, because I'm going to give you the information to get in touch with her. And you will want to buy products, and you will want to subscribe. Pleasure to have you back on the program, ma'am.
It's lovely to be here, my dear friend. How long has it been? 40 years?
Yeah, something like that.
It's not enough yet.
No. We got plenty more to go.
We've got more time to spend.
Yes, we do. So you are now the multi-award-winning CJ Hadley.
By absolute accident, because the book Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, there's 50 poets, 29 painters. They did beautiful work. I just produced it, but we won a Wrangler Award from the Cowboy Hall of Fame in Oklahoma City in April. And then a couple of weeks ago in Texas, Fort Worth, the Will Rogers Gold Medallion was given to me for that book, for not only the poetry and the painting, but also for the production of it, for the paper. So here I am, multi-award winning person with benefit, nothing of my talent.
But now, hang on a second. Now, the Nevada Press Association also honored you.
Nevada Press Association was pretty good. We won 17 awards this year. We won 20 last year. We won Freedom of the Press last year for our coverage on the Hage family, which was just a nightmare case, Hage versus the United States. We had three stories on that.
Nye County Ranchers, right?
Correct. That's been going on since 1978, and I was with Hage all the way through it since 78. Now, this year, we won Freedom of the Press from Nevada Press Association, judged in Montana. And it was for our coverage on climate change and Agenda 21, which is probably the worst thing that ever happened to America. It is the United Nations plan to take private property and freedom, and the liberty in the United States is something they're aiming at. And now we had a story in the current issue called Victories, and there's at least 15 states who have put laws in place now that said that Agenda 21 cannot come into their state, cannot come into the counties. And it is beautiful. Alabama is in the lead, Florida, Virginia, a lot of states. So we've got a victory in this issue. Anybody wants to go to rangemagazine.com. They'll be able to find that story in a couple of weeks.
Or they can subscribe at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU.
If anybody wants to call 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU and they say, mention Sam Shad, we're going to knock some prices off for you.
Okay, go ahead, Bob.
Books and everything.
In the most recent edition of Range Magazine, you write about these billionaires who inherited their wealth from their grandfathers and are now using it to support the EPA and environmental projects. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it's fascinating. The EPA was started in 71, and I think it was Dr. Jay Lehr who was one of the started that, but he now works for the Heartland Institute in Chicago. And he said in 1981, the EPA changed completely. Instead of protecting the environment, the radical environmental groups and the government are in cahoots now to basically destroy America from within. And that is taking private property, over-regulating, making it impossible for people to function productively. And this is mostly a lot of natural resource industries, mining, logging, fishing, farming, and ranching, which is my love. And so there's a fabulous story on rangemagazine.com. We get a couple of million hits a year, and we've got a lot of very heavy special reports on what's happening, sinister politics and things like that.
So let's talk about some of the people who are funding these organizations or these foundations that are funding these causes. The Rockefellers, the Packards,
Rockefeller,
the Hewlett.
Forge, Hewlett, Packard, Bill Gates, Hans Wies, who is just awful Swiss guy who is putting billions of dollars, George Soros. I mean, it's endless. I mean, there is a lot of stories on the Range website that you will find all those names and a lot of the money that's spent. I think that the environmental industry is $2 trillion. $300 billion a year, I think, he's spent on, you know, to destroy real producers in the United States. And most of the people don't notice because it doesn't exactly affect them because they're still eating and they're still drinking. But it's going to be a catastrophe. It's going to be calamity. It is going to be the end of the beautiful, the Constitution, the United States of America, how proudly we live. I mean, I come from socialist Britain, and it was a dirty son of a bitch, the place I came from. And this is a place I love, and I believe every word in the Constitution, and I think it should be upheld.
Let's talk about some of the issues that we have here in Nevada. We have a drought, so they have told the ranchers here you can't have as many cows on the the land. So let's talk about
one
that,
example:
those impacts.
The Winnemucca District of the BLM, the dreadful personality who runs out for the BLM, pulled 11,000 AUMs. That is a whole bunch of cattle.
Those are animal units.
Animal unit months. Yeah. Cow-calf running on federal lands. They said it was due to the drought. When you go out onto our general allotment, which is south of Battle Mountain, you will find grass belly deep. It is so thick, there is so much grass, because the winter rains were really bad. The snow was bad. But the spring rains in Elko County and Eureka County were huge. And it's probably one of the best years they've ever seen. Now, this can destroy ranches that have been in business since the 1880s. Why? Because the BLM is using a drought plan, which is written in, I believe, Missouri, which is the dampest place I ever was. I mean, you sweat just walking out of a hotel in St. Louis. And they're judging the drought analysis on that place. You can't do that in Battle Mountain. It doesn't work. But they use it. And the ruse is, they're going to get these people off. The whole point, sage grouse, mustang, desert tortoise, all of those things are the same thing. Is to remove these people who are using federal lands wisely, well, keeping it better, keeping the grass healthy. If you don't eat grass, it's going to just self-destruct and become decadent. The ranchers are making it good. When people are lost out on the federal land, 110,000 square miles in Nevada, you know, there's silly people from San Francisco in little electric cars who can't get over bumps. A guy on a horse could drag him out. I mean, that's a cowboy going to save some kind of twit from San Francisco. It's really a good thing.
Let's take a break. The number is 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU if you want to subscribe to Range Magazine or buy any of the great books they have. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking with C.J. Hadley, who's the editor and publisher of Range Magazine. Her latest book is The M-Bar and Other Firsthand Stories of the Old West. And it's the second volume about Harry Webb. Who is Harry Webb?
Harry Webb was a bronc rider for Buffalo Bill. He was in Madison Square Garden, the show in 1910-1911. He fell in love with a woman on a train in Philadelphia, and he moved to Philadelphia and became an actor and a cowboy for silent movies. He was fabulous. He trained horses. He finally moved to the West, and he trapped for the federal government. He trained horses for soldiers in World War I. He moved to Nevada and started a ranch in Palisade. He is an absolutely beautiful storyteller. He played fiddle for dances, and he left the rights to all his stories, a couple of hundred short stories, to me, because he used to write a column for me when I had Nevada Magazine. The first book was called Call of the Cow Country, which is when he left a mining town in Colorado on a horse with no saddle, just a piece of string around his neck, riding to Wyoming to become a cowboy. He was almost just a week after 15. So these stories are by Harry. They're true stories. The language of the day, they are really the most excellent thing. They're books you want to cuddle. It's the cowboy way for the last 100 years.
Well, and what's great is, and as I said earlier, you can call 1-800-RANGE-4U, the number 4U, and order this because it makes a great Christmas present. You know, these coffee table books that you've been publishing for the last decade are just fabulous. The photography, the paintings and drawings in these books.
It's great
along
fun.
With great text.
It's great fun. He's talking about all kinds of bad guys and good guys are in there, and fascinating women and hookers and brilliant. The real Nevada is right there.
All right. So basically, if somebody wants to come to Range Magazine, they can get all their Christmas shopping done in one place and really help a great nonprofit.
And they might want my new T-shirt.
And the new T-shirt says?
The new T-shirt says, illegitimi non carborundum. And that was a saying from World War II British Air Force. And it basically means, and I'm thinking BLM Battle Mountain at the moment, don't let the bastards grind you down. So that's my new shirt.
Okay.
Let's talk about a challenge that we have, you know, in Nevada and throughout the Mountain West. You mentioned it earlier, and that's the sage grouse. I always knew it as the sage hen, but it's now the sage grouse.
That's good.
And what is that going to do if that bird is listed to the people who are out there trying to develop natural resources, fur ranchers, fur farmers?
They will remove the ranchers, just like they moved 51 ranchers out of Clark County in the name of the desert tortoise. The desert tortoise survives because of the cattle. Now there are less tortoise because there are less cattle. The only man standing is Clive and Bundy, who's not the best spokesman for ranchers by any means, but he's being destroyed by the federal government in the name of an endangered species, which he's not endangered because the BLM are euthanizing him right now in Clark County. Sagegrass is just another ruse to do the same thing. Now, if the U.S. Fish and Wildlife and BLM and the people would be honest about it, the reason that the sagegrass are diminishing is because there are less cattle on the ground. There is absolutely no interest in discussing predators like ravens and,
yeah.
And all of that. It's not even in the new rules that say why the sagegrass should be listed. It's dishonest. It is absolutely, it should be illegal. But the federal government is getting away with everything because the people of America are allowing them to regulate. They should be passing laws, which are passed by Congress. That's not what's happening anymore. It's regulation, regulation, regulation. Rules from minor bureaucrats with $50,000 trucks rolling around doing nothing and destroying the real producers. It's just a bad thing.
Does it make any difference if it's a Republican or Democratic administration or Congress?
No, that neither one of them have done much good. They should pay attention to the Endangered Species Act and make it do what it should do. The Center for Biological Diversity in Tucson, Arizona, every year puts up 100 names of insects and toads and things to just absolutely stymie the federal government and put so much work on them that they can't function. So what the federal government, Forest Service, BLM, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, will do with Forest Guardian, Center for Biological Diversity, is make a deal with them because they have to rule on an endangered species within a small amount of time, like 90 days or something. They can't possibly do it. So they give those guys money to go away and be quiet. So millions of dollars are pouring out of the tax dollars in order to shut up environmental groups, which, of course, are related to Rockefeller, Ford, and Hewlett and Packard. And it's destroying the industries again. But nobody's looking at the big picture. I'm hoping now with a change next year, maybe somebody will take on the Endangered Species Act, which will maybe get something rational done about sagegrass, because sagegrass are fabulous birds, and we should have them. But more cows, there'll be more birds.
I never thought they tasted good, so.
I love them. God, wild bird is fabulous.
All right, so Range Magazine, for anybody that cares about the American rancher, the American farmer, it's a wonderful magazine, and it's all over the world, and which is incredible. Your books are available at 1-800-RANGE for you, or go to the website. C.J. Hadley, happy holidays, my friend, and continue the good fight.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
Always. We'll be right back on About Newsmakers after this timeout.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Wake up and come play. Make something new. Play dress up with us. And get moving, too. Watch all your friends enjoy the fun right here on NBC Kids.
Burritos in the morning, burritos at night, burritos at noontime, what a delight. Super burrito, super burrito, super burrito, we do it right.
When's the last time you enjoyed the delicious and authentic taste of Super Burrito? Meet your friends, treat your family. Anytime's a great time for Super Burrito. With locations in Reno, Sparks, Carson City, and Minden, there's a Super Burrito near you.
Super Burrito, we do it right.
Paula, our family would like to invite your family to Tanner's Marketplace Antiques and Crafts Show and Sell. We'll have raffles and fun prizes. Find treasures for the whole family this weekend at the Reno Livestock Event Center. Come join us!
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. Dick Gamick is here, the Washoe County District Attorney, for another about 5 weeks.
Oh, 47 days.
And Bedouce County. Mike Kerrigan, former Sparks City Councilman. Pleasure to have you on the program,
Thank
sir.
You.
And Fred Lockham, Professor of Political Science at Truckee Madison Community College. I'm going to start with you, Fred. So Joe Heck, not going to run against Senator Reid. Mark Amity said, not going to run against Senator Reid. Who's left now to run against Senator Reid on the Republican side? Crescent Hardy? Because Brian, and I'm taking the governor out of it because he has said over and over he's not running. I know, but that's the part that we're all really surprised at. He's always been the obvious ghost front runner in that exchange. This could be a very interesting reality and could be a replay of what we saw with the governor's race just this time. It may be that no Republican is willing to step up in 2016 and try it.
You know, for my industry, that would be such a bad outcome. Yeah. I mean, we're expecting a minimum of $100 million on this Senate race. Dick, your thoughts? Is this time now that you're retiring as district attorney? You have great name recognition in the North. You could go down south and wow those folks.
Sam, obviously you haven't been listening to me. I'm getting out of this racket. I've had enough. It's been a long run. Somebody will run against him. There's no question. Somebody will throw their name in. Whether or not it's somebody that has a chance at all, we'll wait to be seen.
Richard Zeiser was the last time somebody that had no chance ran against Senator Reid and got very little in the way of votes.
I wish I had a dollar for every time somebody in politics has said, I'm not running, and they file the first day. So you got to just wait and see what's going to happen.
Mike, you see a Republican out there?
You know,
or do you think President Hardy, you know, buoyed off this win over Stephen Horsford, is suddenly going to jump up and say, okay, I'm going to take on
I lost
Senator
that bet, so I won't go there. But, you know, I don't think that the governor's going to do it. But is Bruce James still around?
He is.
Okay, that would be that's going to be my dark horse, the run against Harry Reid. So I'll pick Bruce.
Okay, I'm going to make a note of that. And when I see Bruce next, and he'll say, thank you very much, but I like Incline Village and the printing business. Okay, so Mike, let me ask you a serious question about Tesla. Now we're seeing, you know, obviously we're already seeing tremendous growth, TRI, because of Tesla, and other businesses already coming in, buying up land. Most of the commercial property has already been taken on USA Parkway. But we're looking at a sewer system that needs help. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, I think there's still capacity. I think we have 1,600 or 2,000 homes that were okayed but not built. So there's that capacity in there. And everybody forgets about that. I think because when the Reno Gazette Journal ran the story, they said we're at capacity. And I think they forgot about those 2,000 homes that were already okayed but not built. So we don't have to panic right now. But one of the things is it is an old plan. I think it was 1967. And we've been putting a lot of money into trying to shore it up. So we do have to make sure that it is working properly.
All right, Fred, you know, what concerns should we have? Because, you know, certainly I'm a great booster. TRI is one of our big sponsors, but I've been a booster of this project nonetheless. And but we are going to see growth, and we're going to need to accommodate that growth. And the best way to do that, I would think, is ahead of when it arrives.
Well, and I would agree. And it looks like those conversations are starting in the Valley. I think Truckee Meadows tomorrow is running a session to get people to start thinking about the impacts that will necessarily come. And planning is really always the best solution. I think the Valley is capable of dealing with any challenge, but it will require good conversation and good planning. So as long as we get started with it, I think we'll find the solution.
You know, it's interesting. Let me jump.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead and respond.
Well, I'm just going to say one thing that we need to absolutely address here is infrastructure. And they're having the joint meeting of the Sparks Council, the Reno Council, and the Commission here pretty soon. And that's one of the subjects is infrastructure.
Be specific. Which parts of the infrastructure?
Sewers one, roads. Roads around here are just getting absolutely crippled from all the traffic, so those have got to be addressed. You're going to have to address, make sure we have enough power. There's a lot of the infrastructure that is either lacking right now or is marginal at best.
Okay, and now other areas that need to be looked at are, it's interesting why Story County got the Tesla plant in the first place, and that was because they get things done in a rapid fashion. And I haven't seen anything at TRI that has fallen apart or collapsed because of bad, you know, county work. What does this say to other counties like Clark and Washoe in terms of you want to get new businesses in here? What can you learn from Story County?
Well, there's been a whole lot of lip service made over the years, particularly between Reno and Washoe County, about combining all these licensing and all these different functions so that a contractor, a developer, anybody can walk in, go through one time, get their stuff done, a lot like they do up there, up in Virginia City. And it's been lip service. It never has come to fruition. Well, now we've got a new council in Reno, and Sparks usually gets things done pretty well, so I haven't even addressed them. But we've got a new council in Reno now, a new mayor, and we've got a couple of new commissioners, so let's see if they can start getting this together. The other big issue in this community, that's the reason we're in the middle of a lot of this, is education. If we don't have the educated workforce to take care of all these technical firms that are coming in, they're going to quit coming in.
Oh, I don't think so. I think it's just going to be they're going to import people Because, you know, and that's one of the things I talked to several people in economic development, and I said, you know, what if we don't have the workers to fulfill these needs? They said, if you provide the jobs, people will come. So it may not be the people in the area that get the jobs. Mike, we've got about 20 seconds left here.
I just want to say about, you know, Story County. Time is money to developers. And that's the one thing that Story County can do, is they can get things done in a timely manner. That's one of the things that Reno, Washoe County, and Sparks have got to get better at. And that is, that doesn't mean you have to okay everything, but you do it in a timely manner. In other words, don't let them sit around for 6 months trying to get whatever they need done as far as licensing and okay for their
development. One word answer. Do you think that's going to happen in the next 10 years?
I hope so.
All right, that's where we're going to leave it. Thank you all very much.
Congratulations, Angie Taylor, for getting on the school board.
All righty, that's where we're going to leave it. We'll be right back on the Better Newsmakers after this time.
Do you like persuasion? Incentives? I know I do. And you are going to love the new and most generous incentives that Fiat has ever offered. Just listen to this.
Right now, you can drive away in a new 2014 Fiat 500L for as little as $18,000. Save almost $2,000 off MSRP. This four-door urban utility vehicle means a remarkable amount of space for passengers as well as stuff.
And why do I love talking about Fiat so much? Take a look at what I'm driving.
The football season is here. Are you ready? Choose who you think will win every game this season at MyNews4.com. Make your picks for our Pigskin Payoff. And every week, you can win a $100 gift card. The grand prize winner will take home a Rolex watch and might board a plane to Hawaii. See how the News 4 team does as we pick our winners on News 4 at 11. And make your picks on MyNews4.com. Play today for your chance to win these great prizes. Sponsored by Palace Jewelry and Loan and All-American Jewelry and Loan.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield wants to know, what's your health insurance IQ?
True or false? Anyone can sign up for health coverage any time of year.
True?
Sorry, most people can only sign up for health insurance once a year during the open enrollment period. Whether you're switching or signing up for the first time, you are required by law to have health coverage.
True.
Yep. Most people were required to have health coverage starting in 2014.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield can help protect your family's health with one easy call to enroll in health coverage and find out if you're eligible for financial help.
Did you know all their plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more?
Yes, with $0 preventive care to help keep me healthy.
So call now for a free quote. There's less time to enroll this year, so make sure your new coverage is in place before the deadline. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Call us at 1-866-768-9306 for a free quote. That's 1-866-768-9306.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download the podcast and the video podcast free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.